Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, this is our absolutely last show this morning. So before we get started, we just want to play our introduction and welcome you.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. How exciting is this? This is absolutely our last Friday of the decade. Wow, that is amazing to me how you and I have made it to the end of another decade, not just a year. And also what I love about this particular decade, it is the first decade of a century. Boy, that is amazing. You know, I think about the last century, the 1900s. My grandmother was born in the first decade of the century. And I think about what an awesome woman she was. She was born in 1906. And she lived to be 86 years old. Wow. When I think about it, we're walking into a new season. And it does really seem even greater than a new message. It does seem greater than a new message. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. So I want you to think about your year and your decade. How has it been? How has it been for you? So, it is really, really, really something amazing to experience. And I am so excited that I get to experience this moment with you and the rest
of the entire world, because we have invited everyone to the show today. As a matter of fact, I think my post on Facebook went something like this. I said, get your goals in gear. It is time to move up a little higher and with morning motivation, inspiration, and empowerment. Get ready for a real treat on the Coach Lalisa Show. Goals, resolutions, what's it going to be? What are we going to do here? I tell you, we have an opportunity like never before. If you are off work today, wonderful, 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 because here's going to be your assignment. You have an assignment. You know, we all have our assignments. No doubt you will have many, many more assignments coming. But for today, you have your assignment to get your year all planned out. All planned out. Starting right now. Starting right now. Why wait? You know, why put it off till tomorrow? Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? You know what they say, tomorrow is not promised to any of us. What we have is right now. We can dream about tomorrow, next year, but what we have is right now. So why not, now that you have now, why not take now and do something special with now? Why not take now and make now this awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity? Yes, wonderful, wonderful. For some people, they thought today was Saturday. If today was Saturday, then you would have already had your party and you would have already said Happy New Year's to someone. If you wake up into Saturday, because, you know, none of us can be presumptuous about that. Let's face it, none of us really know. But let's just say you wake up tomorrow, Saturday, you will be in a new year. And for most people, this day, like no other day, is the most exciting day for their life, the end of the year. Now, I remember the days of my life when, back in the day, I should say, one day I'm going to define, what does that mean, back in the day? Does it mean 10 years ago, 20, 50 years ago? But I remember back in the day where the only reason this was the most exciting day for me, it was one reason, and that was because I had found a party to attend, and I had gotten the right dress, had the right hair hookup, was going to the place where I was going to just party, party, party. So no planning, no New Year's resolutions, no goal setting, none of that. Just party, party, party. However, the tables have turned. One day I got to that crossroad where I had to decide when enough was going to be enough. And I had to make a decision that said, and I really had been taught that at age 23, but I didn't really begin to apply it properly until age 33. So it took me 10 years to apply something. And so sometimes you may wonder, why haven't you done something yet? Sometimes it takes a while for things to register with us. But at 23, I was taught, if it is to be, it is up to me. And they taught us how it was only about, what, 6 short words? Well, actually, it's 10 words altogether. Just 10 short words. And what makes those words so short is that each of them only have how many letters? I know you can figure this one out. I'm getting my sister to help me out here. She can figure out how many letters. Each one of them has only, what, 2 letters. 2 letters. If it is to be, it is up to me. Write it down. Go ahead. Because I know some of you now, you know to come to the phone. You know to come to the show with pen and paper in hand. So write those words down. Just 10 short words. If it is to be, it is up to me. Now, me for the believers is the God in me. So don't get confused. Don't get your hair in a tizzy yet. We understand that you don't do anything without God. But if I dare you to just sit and wait on him and don't do nothing, I absolutely dare you to do that. Because if you do, you will have nothing. And you got to be careful, because if you don't do anything with all that he's given you, you may be called a slothful, wicked servant. And he may, wicked. So you don't want to do that. So when we tell you to be something and to do something, we have every right, and God is behind us when we do that. So just to let you know, just to clear that up for some, because I know some people are saying, what in the world? I can't do it. Yeah, you can, because you can do all things. Remember, now, you can do all things. He didn't say, I'll do all three things through me. He says, you can do all things through Christ, okay? So don't get it twisted. You're just waiting on him. You're going to be waiting a long time. So you got to get up, and you have to go make some things happen that you didn't make happen in 2010, but in 2011, you got to go make some things happen if you want to see the results of the things that you want. Can't just sit back and want, and wish, and hope that it drops out of the sky, that it knocks on your door. Even when you hear people's stories about how someone just walked up to them and gave them a car, or gave them keys to a house, or somebody just called them on the phone and offered them a job. Even when we hear that, that's one incident. You didn't hear all of the action steps that they have been doing leading up to that one phone call, that one knock on the door, or that one person walking up to them in right as they're walking down the street. You see, we have to learn how to, you know, picture the full perspective of things. We have to look at the big picture. Sometimes we look at one incident and we base everything on that, but we got to look at the big picture. So here we are at this awesome, awesome time. It's about 7 a.m. in the morning. You have at least until midnight. You have how many hours is that? That's a good 21 hours. No, it's not that many. Well, probably, yeah, about 17 hours. Yes, 17 hours or so that you have left to plan your day. So when you get off of this call this morning, if you haven't already began to plan and goal set for the new year, you're going to have this opportunity to do it. Put together a plan. Yes, you're going to use wisdom. Yes, you're going to use instruction. Yes, you're going to open up the Bible. You're going to say, God, show me in here what it is that the tools that I need to get done what I need to get done. There are some things that you need to do simply because, listen to this, simply because he's given you the talent, the skill, the ability, or the gift to get it done. Simply because of that, you need to do some things. Now, so in goal setting, just like in resolution setting, which however you want to look at it, because none of it will work if you don't work it. So when I said the show today, we're going to be talking about goals versus resolutions. What's better for you? Which one is better? Well, it's a matter of opinion. It's a matter of decision. It's a matter of choice. You could set a goal and not complete it. Just like a lot of people make New Year's resolutions to do what? Lose weight, save money, different things. Change their attitude, different things. Get a new job, change careers. We make various resolutions. We make various goals. We set goals to achieve this, to achieve that, to achieve that. Now, here's what you're going to do throughout your day. Somewhere in this day, you may have big plans to go somewhere and do this and do that. And I would be very mindful that to take some time today and get you a little plan going. Because I was told a long time ago by a young lady, and she told me this, she said, if you plan your work, you can work your plan. She told me that a long time ago. I never forgot it. She said, if you plan your work, you can work your plan. It becomes easier to work the plan that you've already worked hard at putting into place. Now, everything may not fall into place the way you planned it out, but at least with the plan, you have a blueprint. You have something to follow. It's just like when a builder gets ready to build a house. They don't just go and grab up a bunch of tools and lumber and materials and begin to build. They don't do that. They sit down first for hours, weeks, months if they have to, and put down the plan because they have a mental picture of what they want that house to look like. You should at least have a mental picture of what you want your 2011 to look like. Don't worry about 2012 right now. Let's just get through 2011. Let's just think about, what do we want 2011 to look like? That's it. Just go right, just stay right there. And that's one of the reasons, you know, people, they don't get their plans to really work the way they want to, or their goals achieved the way they should be. They don't see the results that they ought to see. They really just don't have just some basic planning and resolution principles and concepts. It's like everything. I remember when I was taking an accounting class. I'll never forget this. It was the very first, and some of you who have had accounting, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But remember, when you in accounting, the very first thing they do in that, you know, you figure it's a 16-week course in your first semester, and unless you're taking it in high school, I don't know quite how they do it in high school, because when I was in high school, I never did school work, so I have no clue how they do things in high school. But in I know a lot about college because after failing miserably in high school, when I got back to college, sometimes it's good to fail miserably. Did you know that? Yeah, we don't think about that. But because I failed miserably in high school and didn't remember anything, when I got to college, I said, I'm going to try my best. I prayed. I said, God, let me remember everything just to make up for the fact that in high school I didn't remember nothing. So anyway, here we are, back to the story, accounting. Remember in accounting that they taught you what? The first thing, they taught you these seven principles of accounting. I'll never forget that. They called them the general accounting principles, GAP or something like that, or the general accounting rules. Yeah, I remember that. Some of you remember that. Some of you accounting buffs on here, you can send me a text or inbox me on Facebook with the real thing. I know it's called something like that, the general accounting principles. Oh, yes, I know Miss Tina knows. She was in the banking industry for years and years and years, and she still is. Yeah, Tina, you can raise your hand. I know you know what I'm talking about. And she probably ran and got her book right there to look it up. But that's okay. No, Tina, you're good. You're good. Here's the thing. Those principles, you need principles. They set these principles in your mind in that very first semester. And they told us, I remember this, and that was I took that course in 1991. So 20 years ago almost. And I remember January, because I went in the spring semester. But I remember what they said was that you are to remember these throughout the rest of your accounting career. They told us, don't forget these ever. You will never walk away from these. They may change, they may be adjusted, but they're the general accounting principles and or rules. And that's what we need to do. You need to have just some basic, there's basic principles for goal setting, resolution making, and all of that. And when we follow the principles and we follow the rules, we'll get the same results as everyone else. So that's my introduction for the show today. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I see we have some wonderful, wonderful people in the chat room. Green Beasley, how you doing? Okay, now the topic is about accounting. Well, no, it's not about accounting, but it is about setting goals and resolutions. Okay, thank you, Green Beasley. Now, Sisters in the Spirit, I'm so glad you're there in the chat room. Good, good, good. So wake up there. Wake up. I see you sleeping. Wake up in the chat room. Accounting is not what the show is about. But some of you know how I love telling little stories. And so what the show is about setting goals and setting resolutions for the next year. Now, I want to know, what are your thoughts? What are your comments about goal settings? If you have any particular strategies for achieving the goals that you set, first of all, yes, this is weird. I know that's funny, funny, funny. You never know what you're going to get here. So here's the thing. That was my little story. I hope I didn't bore you all with my little story about accounting, but I hope it was painting a picture for you. Now, this morning, thank you, Sisters of the Spirit. You are a great, great, wonderful support, because I know sometimes I can go off in the very, very, very deep waters with some of my stories. But these stories, they're life-changing for me, and I'm hoping that as I tell them to you, that they will also change your life. So here you are at the end of the year. I've been watching Facebook. I've been watching people's posts and talking about how they want to make this year. They want to end it with a bang and end it with a bang and bang, bang, bang. Well, I say end it with a plan, plan, plan. You know, don't just end it with a bang, bang, bang. Because you're going to wake up tomorrow without your plan, and now you got to hit the ground running because it's the new year. You got to begin to produce to get results. So before you do all that part, you may want to cancel your party plan today. If your whole day is going to be spent getting hair and nails and all this other stuff done, or men getting your hair cuts and what you need to get done to look sharp. If that's what your day is about, if I was you, I would say, you know what, this is the one year. I think, you know what, I'll see y'all later. I'm going to sit at home. I don't have time to be sitting in a beauty salon and getting nails done and all that, because I don't get distracted. I need to be sitting at home with my journal out or my notebook, my pad and my pencil, writing down the steps to planning, the steps to proper preparation. Review maybe some of the older shows where we talked, like yesterday's show, the top 10 reasons people fail at life. If you want to go back and review some of those. Or maybe you want to ask me for the link for the show yesterday where we talked about personal branding, how to develop your personal brand and why you need to and why it's important. By the way, if you would like to get a copy, you can get a copy of that webinar for just $5. If you want to know how to get your personal brand to its A game. You want to get your personal brand to your A game. You want to know what a personal brand is. You want to know why people leave the certain impressions on you that they leave. But anyway, that's another segment. It's part of a four-part series, so that was just the first part. So you can inbox me or get my email address, and you can email me. And you can get that. But you want to spend today getting ready for what is going to happen next year, because you don't want to. So here's the thing. You don't want to get to the end of next year and say, where did the year go? You know, a lot of people do that. They say, it feels like money. Some people do that with money. They get a lot of money, and after it's all gone, they say, where did it go? That's because they didn't have a plan for the money, so they don't know where the money went. At least if you had a plan for the money, you could just pull that plan out and say, oh, I know where it went. 200 went there, 300 went there, 1,000 went there, $55 went there. It's like a budget, right? And you budget and you know where everything went. And even though it's gone, you can easily look and see where it went. It went to some very you know, noble endeavors. Same thing with your time. How much more should your time be managed and budgeted? So you have this year now gone, and you say, where did it go? You could say, oh, well, 4 weeks went to a training course on how to win friends and influence people. Another six-week course went to how to have better human relations skills. Another 9 months went to two semesters at King University or North Carolina State University or Houston University or wherever college you may be going to. You may say, okay, 6 months went to the development or the production of my next book. You see, when you lay it out like that, you can see where your time went, and therefore you won't feel guilty about the fact that you may have wasted time. But if you get to the end of the year, like today, if you take a moment and say, okay, where did 2010 go? Yeah, get your piece of paper today, sometime today, and say, where did 2010 go? And if you can't, if the paper is blank, if it just went to going to work, let's just say all you did this year was get up and go to work, come home, get up, go to work, come home, get up, go to work, come home. Let's just say that's all you did for the entire year. Or let's just say, I shouldn't say that's all you did, but let's just say that's what you did. You want to keep everything as positive as possible. Oh, I like that. Positive as possible. I love coming up with new little sayings. So here you go. Keep it as positive as possible. So it's what you did for the year. Now you're going to make a T. You know, you do that on your sheet of paper. You just make that line down the middle. So on one, so you got a left side and the right side. So on the left side, you put down what it was that you did. Now the left side, on the right side, put down what it is that you would have liked to have done. And then, you know, make the judgment. Are you happy with what you did? Are you satisfied with what you did for 2010? If you are satisfied totally, great, do it again. If that satisfies you, keep doing it. But now if it didn't satisfy you, if you're not satisfied with that, if you want to do more, okay, put that more that you would want to do on the other side, on that right side. And then that's where you can begin to plan how you're going to get those things done. Build a new house, get a degree, get a second degree, get a third degree, start your own business while you're yet still working. So that when you, again, like I said yesterday in the call, yesterday on the webinar last night, you brand yourself regardless of how long you work within a company, because at the end of that time period, the greatest way to leave that company is for them to hire you as a consultant and pay you for almost doing not much of anything. You're just consulting, someone else is there doing the work. You're just there to give a pointer here or there. We all love that, right? So there's many ways that you can, you know, get this goal-setting thing going for yourself. And once you do it this year, we'll come back next year, God willing, and we'll help you with 2012. And before you know it, it's a habit. And every year, you're not just making a toast, putting your glass up, saying, oh, yeah, and here's to another year, and I'm going to do this, 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 and that. And then the next week, you don't even remember what you said you were going to do. How many of you have ever done that? Haven't we done that enough? We were at a party, or we were wherever, even if we were at church, wherever we were, and we, you know, we toasted up something, we lifted up something, even if it was a glass of water. And we, you know, said, oh, great new year, wonderful new year, all these awesome hot slogans for the new year. Everybody's got their slogan for the new year. But then what did you do after that? What happened next? I'm getting to be one of those persons. And thanks to my sister Beverly and some other coaches that I have in my life. You see, even coaches have a coach. Yes, I have a coach. My sister Beverly, some of you know her. Some of you met her. She is my communications coach. Okay, and Beverly's got her slogan. Ha ha. She also says she's going to do more planning. Great. She says, don't toast, make plans. That's right, that's right. Good for you, Beverly, making some great posts there for those who come to the chat room. She says her slogan is, experiencing heaven in 2011. I like it, I like it. But yes, she's absolutely my communications and relationship expert when I need to be coached in that area. Let's just say I get into trouble in some type of communication situation where there's a little arbitration, and you got to know when you need arbitration. You don't let the company call a lawyer or get the union involved. You got to know yourself when you need intervention. As a matter of fact, you know, that's my new part of my new title for 2011 or my coaching is I'm becoming an intervention coach. I want to intervene. So you got to know when you need intervention. You don't let things go so bad that now you're fired. Now you got to be forced to quit or those kinds of things. You're thrown out of the relationship and people, you know, we got to learn how to intervene. So I want to, I'm starting this thing with my coaching as an intervention coach. Want to intervene and get in the middle, get there before it erupts and gets worse. So she's my coach when it comes to anything like that where I know that there's a problem. Maybe I've said something that I know wasn't right and it's causing me some kind of problem or pain. So I'll call her up and say, okay, this is what happened. I did this, I did that, I did that. They said this, they said that, they said that. And now I think I'm either going to be fired or I'm going to quit. What do I need to do next? And she's helped me over the years. She's my coach before we even knew there was such thing as a coach. She's my coach in that area. So I'm going to open up this phone line right now and call her. Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
I am Beverly Carter, and I am calling from Maryland. But I kind of get
good
you
morning,
are
good
so good, and it's so funny you said it. I think I might be getting about to get fired. No, you know, you really what you're saying today is powerful, because you know, even you know, not even, but in the Word of God, it tells us to write the plans, you know, to write the vision down so that the people can run with it. And so, this making the plans is a critical message that has to be gotten. Received so that we can experience all that we're supposed to be and all that we're supposed to do. Because if we don't write it down, as you were saying, we're just making toast and we're not getting anything really concretely done. And writing it down puts us so much further in that. It's bigger than what people think, just the writing down. It's almost supernatural what happens when we write down our plans, stop and think about it, write it down. And then we can activate them. So I'm glad you've got this show today as we look forward to the new year that we can make some plans, write them down, work them out.
Yes.
Thank you, Coach Lalisa.
Oh, no. And thank you, Coach. Thank you, Coach Beverly. Well, this is absolutely the sister that I was talking about. That helps me and coaches me whenever I get into those situations because, again, you know, we all need each other. I mean, that's just a reality. So, you know, it's nothing wrong. Believe me, if you don't have someone that you can turn to, that you can talk with, again, the intervention is critical. But writing it down is so, so important. That is Habakkuk where it says, write the vision and make it plain. Write the vision and make it plain. Habakkuk 2:2.
And so the people can run with it.
Yes, yes. And so people can run with it. And what I like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, but just that piece where the last part of that, if you're reading Habakkuk 2:2, or at least the next verse, it talks about so that the people can run with it, right?
Yes.
And so what I have found is when you write it down and then you're speaking what you've written, people grasp onto your vision, and they're running with it. They're making it happen. Have you
they
noticed
will.
That?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Because it's in the book, Release Your Power, on page 63. The chapter starts. It's called Writing It Down, and it starts with a part of that scripture. Write the vision and make it plain. And it states there is something magical about putting things in black and white. It seems that writing something down on paper makes it more permanent, as if writing it down will make the very thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just somehow it just works. Again, don't know all of why it works, but it does. I have a job working in the community, and I wrote that down 20-something years ago. One good thing about the writing down, it reminds you of what you've written. Again, like with writing your plans. If you write it down, even if you get a setback, because setbacks will come. Something may come in your life that might throw you off track or knock you back a little bit. But with that plan in place, you can just pick it up and start all over again because you have it written down. You seem to not lose track because you have. It's like a to-do list. You don't lose track. And if you put it, and just imagine, you're writing down the bigger things, and then, of course, as the year goes on, you're going to do your daily writing and journaling and making your to-do list. But what I'm saying is that today, because tomorrow is New Year's Saturday, most people have today off, look at it as, you know what, I'm going to take this day to really, really, really write some things down. And just for those of you who was listening at the top of the show, and we welcome each and every one of you to the show if you just tuned in, I have elongated the hours today only because it is a holiday and a lot of people are home, and typically all the shows, we always run out of time, so I definitely want to, I'll be opening up your phone lines and be able to take your comments, and because we will be able to stay here a little longer today. But those accounting principles, it's, for the United States, is called the GAAP, G-A-A-P, Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. I just wanted to make sure I cleared that up in case someone wanted to go out there and be an accountant, and you know, and you need to know what you need to know. So planning and resolutions, why is it so hard for people to fulfill the goals and dreams that they have for their life? Why is this happening? Why? Well, here's the problem with some people. With some people, they just didn't really realize the power of goal setting and resolution. That's all. They didn't understand exactly what was happening. They didn't get really serious about changing their life. Again, it just became routine. You know, you see a couple of movies, you go to a couple of parties, you see everybody doing it, and you see people standing around asking people, oh, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, what's your New Year's resolution? Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to quit smoking. I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit talking about people. I'm going to quit being negative. I'm going to quit. There's a bunch of things that people can throw out there, you know, about I'm going to, you know, get a better relationship with my spouse or my children. I mean, what are some of the resolutions you all can type them in the chat room if you're in the chat room, or if you're on the phone line and you want to call in to remind me. There's a lot. Hey, Mr. Paul is back. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, Mr. Paul Karazi from his world travels. Okay, we're talking this morning about resolutions, New Year's resolutions, Old Year resolutions. Ah, you're back in Tokyo. Oh, my God. Okay. We'll definitely have to talk later. You and I, Mr. Paul, we definitely will talk later. You're back in now. Okay. Oh, 9 p.m. Okay, yes, Mr. Paul. Don't worry. Got you. I got you. I'm back in Tokyo and can now listen at your 9 p.m. time. Okay. Well, Mr. Tokyo. Mr. Paul, welcome, welcome, welcome back. We have certainly missed seeing you in the chat room and listening to you as you always call in with such powerful, inspiring messages. We absolutely love that, and we love you, Mr. Paul. And we mention you almost every show, so we are so glad to see that our Japan connection is back with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. We're talking this morning, for those of you who just tuned into the show, we are talking about resolutions, planning, taking the time today. I don't want to hear that you're too busy. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that you don't have time. You don't have time not to do it. You cannot afford to let this decade, in this first decade in the century, go without you doing this. You have to try it. You know, my new thing is to tell people, well, if you just try it, if you don't like it, you can always go back to your old way of doing things. But they say if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you have right now. And so we want to welcome you. We want to welcome Kiva. We want to welcome our other friends from Maryland. And we want to welcome Miss Virginia Dancy, who's also on the line from North Carolina. We have a wonderful concert, a conference, a women's retreat, rather, going there. The Releasing Your Inner Power is going to the North Carolina area. Miss Virginia Dancy is working on that with us. She's our contact person down there. We're very excited about that. We also have Tina on the line. We want to say Happy New Year's to you, Tina. And also, I see there's another call in the Maryland area, and I'm not quite sure if that is the same lady that's been listening for a while or if that's someone new, but you can raise your hand and tell me your name and where you're calling from. Also, just hit your number one key, and I'll know that you're ready. Also, want to say good morning, Happy New Year's to Ms. Hope Harper over there in Cincinnati, Ohio, doing it big, big, big in her business. She is a young entrepreneur. She has a dry cleaning business located at 8876 Coleraine Avenue. We're so happy and excited for her for this new decade that is approaching, and you want to get your goals in place. The new year is here. So let's talk about these goals for a minute. Let's talk about some steps. Just some steps. I got these off the internet. Some of them are ones that we've already talked about and you know, but it's always nice to hear from others. Well, one lady in her first step, she said, you know, pray about your goals. Pray about them. Believe it or not, she says, God is intensely interested in your goals. Isn't that something? He already knows what you should be doing anyway. He already knows what you can do. He knows exactly what you can't do. So why not put prayer on top of your goals? So it really just really does make perfect sense to consult with him about what your goals should be. And he will tell you. If you have a goal that is totally against his word, you will know because it's against his word, so there's no need to ask him, can you have it? You know, people are like, well, I'm going to ask God. Well, no, you just look at his word. If he said you could have it, then it's okay. If he said don't touch it, then you're going to ask for it. It's not going to make him change his mind. This is like with our parents, we're raising our children. If you already told them, no, you can't go to the mall alone on a Friday night, there's no need for the child to come and ask you because they think you're in a good mood. You've got to still say no. The answer is no, because you have a reason for telling them that you don't want them going to the mall on a Friday night alone. So you're not going to change your mind because you feel a little happy or you had a great day at work. And that's the same thing with God. If in his word he said, don't touch that, don't do that, don't think that, don't be that, then there's no need to now go and ask him, is that okay? No, no, no. But yet, if in his word he has already said, you can have this and do that and be this and go there and do that, then you don't have to keep asking him, God, is it okay if I start a business? He already told you to be fruitful. Why do you keep asking him? He already told you to use all your gifts and talents. Why do you have to keep asking, well, God, should I do this? Okay, for instance, let's just say you have a beautiful, absolute, gorgeous voice that you know is a gift from God. You know it. You may be working, hey, we're going to just stick with the accountants today. Maybe you're working at an accounting firm, and you went to school, you learned how to be an accountant, and you're doing an okay job at it, maybe even a good job at it. But you have this awesome gift and talent to sing. And here you meet someone or you run into somebody or somehow you decide you want to make a CD or album or whatever they call it today. You don't have to go and ask God, God, should I make an album? No, he already told you to use your gift. And as a matter of fact, you should have been did the album because your gift was supposed to make a room for you. And was supposed to make, there should have already been opportunity. Probably you missed them. Because he said your gift makes room for you, so, you know, your gift probably already was an opportunity somewhere along the way that you didn't see. because you didn't have the confidence to know that you don't have to ask God every little thing, though you can. But what I'm saying is, if he's already written it in his word, why do you have to keep going to him asking? I mean, yes, you're going to be in a relationship with him, and yes, you're going to be in prayer and our presence, but, I mean, really, think about it. You know, you could have read that and went on and did it and saved yourself a lot of time. But that's like, okay, here's one of my quick stories. I promise it won't be that long. It was an economics class. The professor that we had for the class, he wrote the book. And the book was about 300 pages. So he wrote this book, and he told us that he wrote the book. He started the class very first day. Get the book. Well, of course, most of us had the book when we got there. So we got the book, and I see his name there, and I noticed, you know, he didn't have to tell us he wrote the book. Well, his name was there in the same name. And so, okay, he wrote the book. And so he told us in the beginning of the semester, read the book, read the assignments. When you come to class, I'm just going to answer your questions. I'm not going to lecture from the book. I'm not going to have a bunch of notes. I'm not putting any notes on the board, none of that. Only thing I'm going to do here is answer any of your questions from the book, because I've already put it in the book. So I'm not going to come and explain to you what I've already explained to you in the book. He said, don't get this twisted. He didn't use the word twisted. I threw that in for emphasis. He said, and don't ask questions that are obvious in the book, because I'm not going to answer them. And I'm going to just stand here. I kid you not, I'll never forget this man. And that's the way he taught his every class for 20 years at Union County College. And so sometimes I feel when I want, you know how you wonder about your life, it's like, God, why did you let me have that class at this age with that particular person? But I believe that could be a lesson even for us, for the Word. You know, he's already told you what he wants you to know. He already told you how to do it. He explained it. As you read it, he gives you a revelation. Why are we still waiting to do things that he's already told us to do? Okay, so anyway, so pray about your goals. Number two, and we already talked about this, but this woman is saying the same thing, so she's agreeing with us or we're agreeing with her. She said, write it down. Write your goal down. Just write it down, please. On Monday, I'm going to ask you, did you write down your goals on Friday? Not Saturday, not Sunday, today. You know, Adele has that book. Do it first. Do it right. Do it better. And do it fast, I think. I know I always get them wrong, but I think this time I got them right. Or I got 3 out of 4 right this time. And if Adele's on, she's going to be cracking up laughing. So do it. Don't wait. And I says, well, Adele, if you have that book, do it right, do it fast, do it better, do it now. Just do it. I'm going to write a book that says something like that. You know, we laughed about that. You know, it's like that pump up the power thing, Beverly. So here you are. Write it down. Write down your goal. Why not? And do it now. Not tomorrow. Don't tell me you're too busy today because you got to cook this big New Year's Day dinner. Well, or you have to work and you have to work and hope you have no, you're not going to get it off your hair. I know you're in the dry cleaners, but you told me you're closing shop today at 12. So that means at 12 o'clock when you close shop, you're not going to just run home so that you can get busy doing things at home. You're going to sit there in your cleaners, in your store. You're going to close the door. All the customers have left. And for about an hour or two, you're going to stay there and write down your plan. I'm going to call you, too, to make sure you're doing it. And write down your plan. You got to do this. Please, please, I need you to write down some things. I'm telling you, he says, write the vision and make it plain so men can see it and run with it. They're going to run with your plan. What men? I believe that the people that are going to run with your plan, I believe that they're those little angels, and part of the person that's going to run with your plan is you. You need to see it and run with it. I think if you're running with it, others will see you running and they'll run too. But if you're sitting there telling someone, that's like back in the day when we sat and was watching television and we told the kid, oh, could you get me the, could you change, get up and change the channel? That's like you right in the sitting there telling somebody, oh, can you go make this happen for me? No, how about I'll help you if I see you running and doing it? So write it down. Write it down. So first you're going to pray, then you're going to write it down. I hope you're still with me today. I hope you're still with me. Yes, okay, all right. Yes, hi. Okay, yes, hi. Yeah, Hope, she's on the line. Hope, Sisters in the Spirit says hi. Says yes, they will see you running with it and they will help you. They will. People love to run alongside of people. They love to run. I'm not going to run and you sitting there watching TV, playing video. You sitting there playing video games. You sitting there watching football and I'm going to run with your dream? I don't think so. No, I don't think it's going to work like that. You're the pastor of the church. You're sitting back and you think all your members are going to run with? No. We're going to run when we see you running. You're the CEO of a company, and you think you're going to sit back and everybody else is just going to run with your ideas, your goals, your dreams? No, I don't think it's going to work like that. I think they're going to run when they see you running. You got to be the first. He says, write it down and make it plain and so that man can see it and run with it. But you're the first one got to get to running. I think if you run and get tired and then sit down, someone like a passing of the baton, they may pick it up and begin to run with it. Okay, so you can catch your breath, so you can get your rest, so that you can rejuvenate and revive. Sure, you get to stop for that. But you don't get to just sit there, you know, you're the planner. You know, you just sat down and wrote it all out. Now you can run, let somebody else run and execute. But write it down. After you write it down, the next thing you want to do is... Well, I tell you, now, I just found this article, and so I don't know this lady, but she's right on point here. You would think I wrote this, right? Here, guess what her step number three is? Start working. See? I didn't even see that yet. So it's not like, you know, but it's the truth. It made good sense to me before I even saw that. She's saying the same thing. She says, start working. She says, when you begin, when you start to work on any particular goal and you are doing it each step to achieve that goal, make sure that as you're going to be prayerful as you're taking those steps. You know, we're not perfect. God knows we're not perfect. Some of your friends don't know it because, you know, some of us try to make off to our friends that we're perfect, so our friends think we're perfect. They do. Some of our friends think we're perfect because that's the brand, you know, Kiva. That's that brand we give out, right? But guess what? And we're not. And God knows it. And so, therefore, if we make a misstep, if we happen to go in a different direction, if we go off the path a little bit, don't fret. He knows how to pull you back. He knows how to redirect you. He knows how to put you back on the right track. He knows how to get us in gear and where we should be. And every time, here's what you're going to do with that plan that you've written down today, Friday, December the 31st. Happy New Year's, by the way, to each and every one of you. Happy New Year's from the Coach Lalisa Show. As you're writing that plan down, make sure that along the way, with every step that you achieve, every part of that plan that you achieve, of that goal that you achieve, celebrate. Just a small celebration. Remember, you don't have to toast it up and go out with your friends and party all night, but you can do a small, simple, even an internal celebration. Maybe you, if it's a larger, you know, let the celebration fit the goal. If you just, okay, some people make a goal to clean their house, and you clean one room, you're not going to throw a party and invite all your friends over. No. The celebration may be that you might sit back and relax for 10 minutes. That may be a celebration enough. And then you'll go on and clean the next room. And then you may celebrate for another 10 minutes. Celebrate at the end of achieving each goal that you have set. And always, always, always thank God for having allowed you to be able to do what you need to do. So she just has those basic three steps. Pray about your goals, write it down, and start working it. I mean, really, there's not a whole lot else you need to really do when it comes to goal setting. So we have, oh, Mr. Paul, welcome, welcome, welcome back. I believe this is Mr. Paul, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, this is me from Tokyo. Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, that's great. Great show tonight. You know, I call call myself the man from the future because I'm a day ahead of you, and I'm actually 2 hours and 5 minutes away from New Year's here in Tokyo.
Oh, wow.
And connecting to your subject today of, you know, goals and New Year's and resolutions, my spiritual teacher mentioned the fact that now we all know that the subconscious mind is programmed and helps us, guides us to our goals. That's connected to the energy and God, but we have to program our subconscious mind. And he said the subconscious mind is very sensitive to the yearly cycle, which is, you know, New Year's, and also the birth cycle, which is your birthday. So every New Year's and also on your birthday, that's a very, very strong time to program your mind, your subconscious mind, because it will accept things even more easily. So you have to, keep positive at those times and like you say, write down your goals and, you know, get a new calendar. But it's interesting, the customs in Japan versus America for New Year's, my teacher mentioned that, yes, the subconscious mind is very strong and powerful in the New Year's, but the American custom is, for a lot of people, is lots of partying and lots of drinking. So, the drinkers go into the New Year's semi-conscious, where the kind of the subconscious is dulled. And which is not the way to go into the New Year's with a lot of drinking. The custom in Japan is there's not much celebration at night. They'll stay home and watch this. They have a singing show on television with all the stars. But the next morning, the families go out to the temples and they pray, you know, for their future. Also, they'll take their old calendar, and many of the temples have a big fire, and you throw your old calendar in or anything old that'll burn, and the subconscious is also sensitive to the fire. You know, they have fire rituals in most churches and, you know, throughout history. So they'll burn their calendars and pray, or they'll midnight. They'll go to the temple at midnight, and a lot of temples are open, and they got music player live, you know, old style, the banjo drums, samurai type of thing playing. And they'll go at midnight and ring the bell and say a prayer. So that's the difference between Japan and in America. So even when I learned that, even in America, I made sure that midnight was special, and to program my mind and say a prayer, write things down, possibly on the new calendar. So I just wanted to contribute that, the difference of the two customs, and when in America we could do that, you know, get a new calendar and go to church on New Year's and pray and program the subconscious mind with our goals and hopes. So I just wanted to add that for your show, and lucky for me. In fact, it's great. I'm ending my year listening to your show and being on your show, and that's a positive thing for me. So it's great that you're on it this time.
Well, you know what, Paul? As always, every time you've come on here, you've said such powerful, powerful things. And, you know, I really missed you, and I definitely know we'll definitely talk afterwards, you know, through chat. I know it's probably expensive to call. We actually added an 800 number. I don't know if that helps you in any way, but there is an 800 number now for the Coach Lalisa show.
And yeah, I pay anyway, but it doesn't matter. These days it's a small amount. The old days, you know, it was expensive, but now all the internationals are reasonable price. It's just great to be on your show, and I wish you a prosperous new year. Love your show.
Love you too. And we know you're doing some big and great things with your movie production. And for those of you who don't know Mr. Paul, Mr. Paul produces, you know, audio books, and he's worked with some stars and greats, like I know Mr. Greg Morris.
Greg Morris, you're right.
Yeah, Greg Morris from Mission Impossible, one of my favorite, used to be one of my favorite television shows that I watched years ago. And who were some of the other stars from back in the day that you worked with, Mr. Paul?
I brought Russ Tamlin and George Chakiris together from West Side Story to work on an audio book. Rod Taylor, Nancy Kwan, and Robert Culp. So they all worked on my audiobooks and working now. In fact, I just got back last month. I went to, I drove with my parents. I was lucky to go to Las Vegas, and Frank Sinatra Jr. wanted me to work on the new script for an audiobook that we're doing together. And I was able to bring my parents and stay there. They had three nights of shows at a Las Vegas hotel. So I got to mix, business with entertaining my parents and going on a trip. And so that was a great, productive time. I'm fortunate to have both my parents, and I really treasure that. So it was a good trip, and they got to see Frank and meet him backstage, and it was a wonderful time.
That was exciting, and so some of us, grew up watching these individuals that you're naming on television. Especially when there was such a much more positive time for some back then. But that is great, and we are truly, honored and blessed to have you come on the show. You always share such very powerful and positive messages with us, and it's wonderful to be able to connect with Japan. And definitely in my mind, when you're on, I know that the Coach Lalisa Show is international and making a difference over there, and I'm glad that you enjoy the show. So we all wish you a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year. Isn't that something? So you're just...
Yeah, we're exactly two hours away from New Year's here. So, great to be on your show, and I'll keep listening for the remaining of the show.
Okay, thank you so much.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
Bye.
So he's about to celebrate a New Year's right there over in Tokyo, Japan. And, I was thinking, and I want to hear some of your thoughts, too, as what he was saying about the cultural differences. Here in the United States, we have been trained to, on New Year's Eve, get drunk, which puts you almost in an unconscious state of mind. We had Mr. Percy Walker on 2 weeks ago talking about having that empire state of mind where we're thinking big, and so we're going to do big because so a man will go in the way of his thoughts. As a man thinketh, so is he. So, but here we are, we're thinking all day about getting drunk so we can be unconscious to bring in a new year. And get this. Wow, I'm glad I got off that bandwagon. But I know there are many people who are still on that bandwagon. And then there was the whole piece about what you did all day. So if all day was spent in preparation for this party, calling this, who's going to take me, who's going to go, who's not going to go, what am I going to wear, got to be out shopping because got to get the right thing to look the right way to get the right person, and da-da-da-da-da, and doing all of that, spending, and then where did the planning go? Where did the time go to sit down and to reflect on what happened this year, okay? And now let me see, so I can see what I need to do better next year or do differently next year. Goal setting and planning is important. Now, for some of you, you may have to go because you may have to still go to work. I don't know who might, but some people may. But I did extend the show to 8:30 today so that we could, I figured it would get a little bit more intense today, being that this is our last show for the decade. It's our last show in this year. And we really want to drive home this point about today. I want you to spend some time. Now, let's just say you've never done this, and it almost feels painful to you to have to do. Let's say you've never, ever sat down and wrote out a plan of what you want to do, set out some goals for next year. Then for those individuals, please go to Facebook inbox me with the number, and at some point in time, we can talk today, and I can help you further with that. I can offer you some coaching on that, or possibly, you know, I may set a 1 o'clock webinar up for planning. So if you would be, if you're going to attend, I don't want to set the webinar up and no one shows up. But if you need some planning tips, then let me know. Inbox me through Facebook or send me an email to info@lalisajwilliams.com. That's my email address. And let me know that you would be interested in participating in that. I can do a planning webinar for you in about 30 minutes. We can get it done and I can give you some steps. But it is so important. I cannot impress upon you. If you want to go all the places that we've talked about this year on the show, we've talked about overcoming the fear of success. We've talked about overcoming the fear of failure. We've talked about getting rid of negative people. We've talked about going to the next level in your life. We've talked about thinking big. We've talked about starting businesses. We talked about finding your true love in your life. We talked about getting your health in order. We've talked about we've talked about how to respect people and forgive people. There's so many things that we've talked about this year on this show. And if we're going to go to 2011 and do the things and be the things that we've talked about, we're going to need a plan. I have another caller that I want to open up the phone line. Yes, caller, tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Insafari. I'm from Maryland. And regarding Brother Paul from Japan, he was just in line of things that I had kind of set in motion for myself in October and set my goals and where I wanted to spend my day, the last day of the month, spiritually and things that I wanted to unclutter in my life. So when I wrote my goals, I wrote down several things, and one of them was to set limits and boundaries consistently, take risks, accept change, and grow through challenges, set new goals and check deadlines for meeting them, savor the mystery of the Holy Spirit, pray with expectations that are favorable outcomes, and meditate in order to unclutter my mind. I kind of wrote a contract with myself, too, and the contract kind, and I'll briefly some of it. It says, I'll read just a portion of it. It says, I will vow to live authentically, to grow and care for my best and noblest self, that I may reflect the shimmering of God's glory and divinity. Today, I shall be blessed with all good things. My day shall be good. I will have good success. My joy, peace, prosperity and success shall be abundant as the stars at night. Friendship, favor, affluence, influence, health, happiness, support, beauty, and abundant living shall be my constant companion. And I said, well, the last thing is, I am unconditionally loved, celebrated, reverenced, appreciated, and honored beyond measures in the human comprehension. I make a difference in this world. This is my contract with myself, and today I give myself permission to push until I succeed. Successfully, respectfully, in Safari.
Okay. Awesome. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, spell your first. I know I never can say your name right. I wished I had a nice nickname for you.
Safari.
Safari.
Yes.
Safari, like Sophia, but Safari.
Yes.
Yes?
Correct. Yes, correct.
Okay. Correctly. So I think I will remember now because I think of Sophia, so I think Safari. Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for me with that because I really, having a name like Lalisa, I know sometimes if people don't know exactly how to say it, they're sometimes afraid to even say it, attempt it, because they don't want to mess it up. So, Safari, that helps. Well, welcome. I know you've listened to the show before. I know it's not your first time listening to the Coach Lalisa show. And Actually, I know you've had some events down there in Maryland, so wonderful, wonderful. And thank you for sharing your comments and your thoughts with us. So everyone can see that we need to get our goal setting done. We need to get it taken care of. So we thank you, we thank you. So we're going to open up some more phone lines and see what others want to share about this topic this morning. But we thank you and appreciate your comments, Sufiri, and have a wonderful, wonderful, happy new year. Okay, she may have thought she was off the air. Okay, so let's see. Who else can we call on that we have, let's see, that would have something that they would like to share with us about a New Year's resolution? We're talking about goal setting resolutions. We don't know which is better, right? Which is better, a goal or resolution? Now, what I'm going to do is, give me 1 second. I'm going to ask, is there anyone out there who is that you've tried to set, like, say, for instance, you've tried to do this each year, but every time you try to set goals and set resolutions, it just didn't work. Do we have anybody out there that could share how it didn't work? And now I'm going to take another call and call it. Hold on for just 1 second. I'm actually going to do one of my surprise calls, and I want you all to experience this. But call it in the 336 area code. Don't hang up. Stay right there because I'm not sure if this person will be there. But let's see if this person is going to be there. We're going to surprise her on the Coach Lalisa Show.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Coach Lalisa. Thank you.
Amen. I'm doing great.
You're doing great. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
This is a surprise because now I really am fully awake.
You weren't fully. Did we wake you up?
No, I was going through my gradual stages of, okay, you have to get up now. No, really, you have to get up now.
So tell everybody, well, you're on the air, you're live with Coach Lalisa in the morning on our Coach Lalisa morning show. We've already heard from Mr. Paul Carazzi. He's over in Tokyo, Japan. He's shared some wonderful things. We've heard from Ms. Sufiri. She's down in Maryland. We've heard from Ms. Beverly Carter. So tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, praise God. My name's Anessa Lacey. I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois. And Happy New Year to everyone. God bless you, saints.
Well, actually, you didn't call. We called you, but...
Oh.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we have a free gift for you that we're going to be actually... I'm going to be emailing that to you. So you're also going to give me your email address and you're going to inbox that to me from Facebook, your email. So we have some great MP3s for you to listen to motivate you. And also we have an ebook for you. So we want to share that with you as well to keep you motivated and pumped up. And it's actually a nice prayer journal. I thought you would really appreciate that. And,
I do. Thank you.
Yes, it's a prayer journal that I had worked on for a while in a conference, actually, that I do with my sister entitled Dead Woman Walking. I think you would appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
well, thank you for being
you.
Such a good sport about it. So we're going to let you go back and finish doing whatever you were doing and and tell everybody you received a free call today from Coach Lalisa on the Coach Lalisa Show.
Amen. I certainly will. God bless you all. Happy New Year.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. And same to you. Okay. So, yes. And that's just a little something that we do each and every time we get an opportunity to do it. We don't always get an opportunity to do it. But when we do get an opportunity to do it, we will do that for people. Now, in order for me to do that, you would have to give me your phone number. But if you give me your phone number, then you're basically giving me the permission to surprise you with a call. And when we call you, you will get one of our free prizes. It just may be anything. We don't know. It just so happened she's going to get some empowerment MP3s, and she's also going to get a copy of my prayer journal, Dead Woman Walking Prayer Journal. So she's going to get a copy of that. Now we're going to go to this caller that's been so patiently waiting, and we thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, area code 336, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Virginia Dancy, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Awesome, awesome. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Oh, I was holding on to comment on what Mr. Paul had said about the tradition over in Tokyo. So I was thinking maybe my mom might have been from Tokyo because her tradition was we had to be in church at the beginning of the year. When the new year come in, it was no ifs, ands, or but. You had to be in church to start the new year, and you had to have some money in your pocket. She said, "What? However the new year come in, whatever you do at the beginning of the year, you would do all year." That was her motto. I don't know how she came up with it, but if it snowed and we couldn't get to church, we had to be in the Bible reading when the new year come in. She did not allow us to go out. We could not go out. And once we got grown, it was like, you know, raise a child up in the way he should go. And when he get old, he would not depart from it. So that's how for myself, I can't answer my other sisters. I feel that we should be in church when the new year come in, because you need to thank God that he saw you through that whole year. And he kept back the hand of enemy. And he kept you for a whole year. So you praise him and give him praise, and that he will keep you for another year. So pardon, I believe there's people who still do it, but they need to take a second thought. Because if God kept you through with everything that's going on, people you know that was here last year, that wasn't here this year. And they have to give praise and thanks to God that he kept you. You was not, but by the grace of God, there goes I, and it was not you. So that was the comment. And, yes, I do write down my goals, but I get some of them done. I can't say 100%, but this year I plan to get more done. I will turn the leaf over into the next year with more done that I did this year, because I faltered on quite a few this year. That is my comment. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that comment. We thank you for calling in with your comment, and we do have some more comments, and we want to try to get everybody's comments in. But we thank you, Miss Virginia Dancy. We thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for the fact that you're going to be coming there down to North Carolina. We'll wait for you to get back to us with the date. We're not sure if it's going to be the April date that we spoke about, but we're looking forward to coming to that town with the Releasing Your Inner Power Women's Retreat, 2 days of sheer the essence and presence of God. It was awesome. It's going to be awesome and very, very empowering. And we had fun, too. So we will stay tuned for that. Thank you. Okay, now let's take this other call. Caller, you're on the air, area code 973, and the first part of your number is 220.
Well, good morning. This is Sister Linda.
Good morning. Good morning. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Sister Linda. I am calling from Newark, New Jersey, and I love Sister Lalisa. She is an awesome woman of God. I'm so glad I tuned in this morning, And I'm so blessed always by her presence. She is a phenomenal sister in the Lord. And I'm grateful that God has aligned me with her. I'm always so blessed to be in her presence. I was also happy to hear Paul this morning, because I, too, am trying to do an audiobook for children. I do have a problem sometimes setting my goals and sticking to them. So I will be inboxing you. I would like to have your coaching.
Okay.
I did hear something regarding, maybe I could share that, I did hear something regarding taking a calendar for the upcoming year, sitting with your Bible in prayer, and allowing the Holy Spirit to, you may have to do it more than once, of course, but allowing the Holy Spirit to fill in the dates as to what God has for you to do during those times of the, you know, the months and the years to come. And the other times that are not filled in, you know, you can go ahead and do some of the things you like to do, but at least you'll be fulfilling God's purposes for your life. I don't know.
Wonderful.
If
that might help somebody, I'm sure, because we do have people on the line. We have people in the chat room. I'm sure that that is very, very helpful. It's helpful to me to just, you got your Bible open, you have your calendar, and you're praying and you're asking God to speak to you and to speak to you about things that you can work on. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We have a couple of more callers that we want to get on the line as well to share.
Happy New Year.
Oh, happy, happy New Year's, but we're going to make this a planning day. I am going to schedule that one-hour planning session through the webinar, and so just look for that. I will send it out to people's emails and invite those people, and also I will post it on Facebook as well. And we're going to open up this next caller's line and let them share, but we will be back. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to open up the next caller that has their hand up. We want to hear from you. Good morning, 973-634. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa.
Hi, good morning, Coach Lalisa. This is Tina calling from Newark, New Jersey. Happy New Year.
Wonderful. Newark in the house, y'all. Newark is representing.
That's
go
right.
Go Newark.
Go Newark. Yes. I'm going to basically say some things that Linda already has said. First, it's been a blessing to have known you and met you this year. Your show definitely has been an inspiration to me and to my life, and I always share with others and to my friends and my family. This year I am going to write some goals and prepare and plan them out, and I look forward to some of those goals coming through. I used to do the I didn't always follow through on some of the resolutions, but this year, God has a different plan for me, and I have a different plan for myself. So I'm definitely going to take out time today and write down things I want to do for the new year and pray. I'm going to do the steps. I'm going to pray, write it down, and then start working.
There, look at that. Pray, write it down, start working. Now, again, I'm not offering these books just so that you can go out and buy the book. I really put, and I know there are some people in there who already, people here who already ordered the books and you didn't get your copy yet. You will get your copy. Now, that's not going to be just my New Year's resolution. That's going to be a goal. I have it right here. But you are definitely, I have these tools that can really help somebody. Since everybody's talking about writing it down and planning, there is a book that I've written called God's Plan for My Success. God has a plan for your success. And, you know, we talked about, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what it is I'm supposed to do. Remember, His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So we don't have to be fearful of the dark. We don't have to be afraid of where we need to go, because He is a lamp and a light. And so that is a good, good, good thing. But in here, it talks about what to do if you happen to forget the plan. But it's just like with planning your personal life when it comes to
writing it down, using his word, letting his word guide you, you know, knowing that you're great, knowing that he is guiding you. Because I know for some people, that's the biggest problem when it comes to the plan. And when sometimes they're not sure, is this really God telling me to do this? Or is this my own thinking? Is this my own? Or is this somebody else's thinking? Is it God? Is it me? Is it them? And so I would definitely recommend that you get this book. It's not a hard read. It's not a very long read. But I think that if you read the book, it will give you, you know, just a little bit more to help you along the way. And, again, I can offer the book to you as an e-book, actually, either one of them, Release Your Power and God's Plan for My Success. So, again, if you wanted to get a copy, you would just in-book me. If you don't have one, some of you already have a copy. But I will definitely do the goal-setting session. And thank you so much, Tina, for your input and your feedback and telling us that, yes, you know, you're going to do something different. You're going to set those goals. I'm telling you, you've got to do this today. Again, I know your days probably, you got things going on, things you have planned for today. Well, stop and think about some of the things that happened this year or didn't happen. If things happened, let's just say you set some goals in 09 and you saw those goals come to fruition. Okay, great. Now reflect on what brought them about. See if you can find a pattern or a set of steps or a set of processes that led up to those goals being fulfilled. Let's just say you had 10 goals from last year and 5 of them were fulfilled and 5 weren't. Now I want you to analyze both sets. Analyze the ones that didn't get achieved and analyze why you think not. Again, if you need my help with that, I would gladly do that. Analyze the 5 that you achieved and how that happened. Sometimes, remember what I had said on the previous show, it may have been yesterday, or it may have been in one of the webinars, but sometimes we had a goal that we should have never had. It should have never been set because it was nothing. It didn't meet up with the SMART goal setting, and we will talk about that on the webinar today. So it should have never been on your paper. And therefore, when we put things on our paper that shouldn't be there, then we feel sometimes like we've failed at that or we feel like we have not accomplished because we didn't accomplish something, but really, in essence, it shouldn't have been there in the first place, okay? So that's what we want to do. I want to do that. And when so as we're planning, and I know, you know, we're going to just, as you're planning out what you want to see, the first thing, that's why I believe that the person's article that I was reading that was telling us to pray about it first, that's part of that is that whole, let's get realistic. Again, you know, if God's already told you to use a gift and a talent, then go and use it. If he's already told you that he'll give you power to get wealth, well, then you don't have to worry about where the money is coming from. If he's already told you that where there is vision, there is provision, then why are you waiting to get started? If he already said that faith is the substance of things that you're hoping for and the evidence that you cannot see, then what are you waiting for evidence of something before you get started? Do you have faith to believe you can do it? Well, he said faith is the very substance of what you're hoping for anyway, so why not just get started based on your faith? He already told us that faith without works is dead, so we're not going to just sit back and rely on our faith. We're going to get up and get working, get moving. Now, I know this is not a scripture, but it seemed to guide a lot of us as we were growing up. If we make one step, he'll make two. I know it's not a scripture per se, but that scripture came from the faith without works is dead, I believe, teaching. Because in order for you to make a step, you got to have faith. And then as he sees your faith operating, then that goes with the scripture that says that it's impossible to please him without faith. And that if you have faith, if you can have faith that's the size of a mustard seed that can move a mountain, imagine what a whole jar of faith could do. Just imagine what a whole jar of faith can do. And so now we want to open up the phone line. I've extended the call today just so that we can get everyone's comments in for the new year. Welcome, caller number 513, area code. You're on the air with Coach Louisa. The last show of the year, if I was you, I would be calling in dialing up the phone, get your voice heard. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Coach Felisa. Good morning to everyone out there, and Happy New Year.
Tell us your name and where you are from.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Hope Harper, and I'm calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm here today at work at Custom Care Cleaners, where quality is always assured. But that's not what I call for. I got to make it quick for a customer or something comes in. But I wanted to talk about the New Year resolution conversation. I've been enjoying the show, especially these last few days, because I am really making a decision to do quite a few things that you've been coaching about, and it's really been resonating with me that I would like to try some of the things that you talk about, because you do make it sound good, and watching you make it look good too. So I decided, especially that positive thing, I want to link on to that, and then writing it down. I'm going to go buy me a organizer thing. I won't get too extravagant because I've never used one. I've always tried to remember everything, and it's just not working out anymore. And I'm totally unorganized, and I got stuff going every which way. But, however, I'm going to go get one today. I'm going to write some things down. But one thing I know about the resolution is that when I quit drinking and drugging and smoking cigarettes over 15 years ago, I found out I had to make a decision. So I'm going to go back to that. Although resolutions may work, but for me, I found make a decision and then trust God for the results and do my part. So that's what I wanted to add to the program today, is that we have to really make a decision to make some changes. And that's what I plan to do with getting the journal, getting the organizing planner, writing things down today. At first I was thinking, I don't have nothing to write down. No, I do. I have a lot of stuff I want to do different. I'm just going to quit being lazy, and I'm going to write it down. And so I just thank you for your show. Your show helps me so much. I don't think I could really make it without the show. Without God and this show, I just don't. It would be so hard, and you just make it easy for me to wake up. I look forward to the show. I look forward to the coaching and the motivation that you give to me, because sometimes I feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulders and I can't do it, but I listen to this show and you bring it every day, and it just makes me feel like more confident in what I'm trying to do. So thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. And I know she has to go. She, like she said, she is there. She owns and operates a full service expert dry cleaning in Cincinnati, Ohio, and a customer could come in at any minute to the counter picking up clothes or dropping off clothes. And so we really, really, really appreciate you, Hope, taking the time to call in and to share about your goals and your plans. And whether you know it or not, even though you may not be actively writing down what you're saying on this call, but this show is recorded, and so it is, in this essence, written down. The date is there. I have labeled the show Happy New Year's Goals versus Resolutions. You can go back and listen to the show again. All of it is being streamed. I've extended the hours so nothing will be lost in what is said here today, so that if you didn't, I know, like Hope, it may be hard for her at the moment to write down what's happening on the show because she's there working, and some of you may be at work as well, but at least you can go back and you can listen to it again and really get behind what is being taught here today. Don't just look at the surface. Go behind the scenes, so to speak. You know, they do that with some movies. They show you see the movie and wow, ooh, ah. But when they take you behind the scene, you go, whoa, ooh, didn't know they had to do all that. So let's go behind the scenes of the show today and see what is really going on when it comes to, why? You got to ask yourself, and I had to ask myself this, God, why are you allowing me another year? You know, what is it that you are giving me another opportunity to do? Now, I'm going to tell you 10 words. I gave you 10 words. They were very short words before. If it is to be, it is up to me. And that, what that is, I got that from the United States Navy, and they didn't coin it. They didn't create it. They got it from somewhere. But that's what they told us all throughout boot camp. Boot camp was 2 months. I went in January 1980. I came out in March 1980. Just in 2 short months, they have instilled things in me that I still remember. How many years? This is 31 years later. 31 years later. I remember, no, 34 years later, I think. Yes, something like that. Yeah, 31. I went in at 23. I'm 54, so you do the math. Here's the thing. They told us this. They wanted us to know, if it is to be, it's up to you. That was a confidence quote for them. That's how they instill confidence in even the weakest of people. Because remember, the military has to take the weak and the strong and make them all one. That's what they do. That's their job. No matter where you come from, they don't care about your background. They don't care about your race. They don't care about what you're into, all the various diversities. But their job is to take everyone and put them on one accord, put them on one page. And they do it in 2 months. Some churches haven't gotten their members on one accord, and they've been operating for 20, 30 years. The military will get you on one accord in just 2 months. And you need to think about that. Really, you need to think about that. Same thing in families. There are families that cannot get their marriage, their relationships on one accord, and they've been together for years. Well, the military gets everybody on one accord in 2 months. They have a system. That's why a lot of people go into the military, and that's why the military does a lot of training, stuff that we don't even know about. They do a lot of training to corporations because of their tactics, their style, their tools, and their strategies. Because how are they able to get people from all these different backgrounds? So here they are. But one of the things that they do so well is they teach you, they don't just expect everyone to be born with confidence. See, that's one of the secrets of the military. They don't expect people to be born with stuff. They know the true fact that you can teach people things. That's what they teach you. Yeah, you can have some natural talents, skills, and abilities. We all have them. But everything else then is to be taught. And you even need to be taught how to use your talents, skills, gifts, and abilities. So actually I call them tags, talents, abilities, gifts, and skills. And this kind of makes it easier for me to remember. So here they are teaching you to be confident. That's all that does. If it is to be, it is up to me. It's just to teach you self-confidence, to be confident in yourself. Because if God gives you a plan, trust me, he can hand you a plan. But if you lack confidence, you can ruin God's plan. If you don't believe me, just remember Moses. Moses had absolutely no confidence in himself. He actually literally begged God to use Aaron, to send someone else. Remember that? And so, trust me, just because, you know, you're waiting on God to give you a plan and you think just it's going to be magical that he gives you this plan and you're just going to run off and do it, no, you're not. Remember with Joshua, he told Joshua how many times, be thou of good courage, be courageous, Joshua. He had to tell Joshua, he had to tell him, Joshua, be very courageous. Many people God had to tell them, don't fear. Even then he told Mary, Don't be afraid. This is the Holy Spirit's doing. Don't worry. So you need self-confidence. Don't let anyone trick you into thinking that you don't. And that you're gonna be a success in life and being a wimp. No, you're not. You need to have confidence in yourself. Hope you need to have confidence as an expert dry cleaners. Yes. The word of God, see, be thou bold and very courageous, he told Joshua. You think David didn't need confidence to go and fight Goliath? Yes, he trusted and he relied on God, but it took confidence for him to do that. It took confidence for him to do that. Now, we want to get, you know, I think there's another caller that's on if she wants to just hit your number one key, and we will pick up your phone line, and we will talk to you. And so I want to know what you think. Yes, Sisters in the Spirit says, okay, may God continue to bless and keep that caller. A hope that was coming from Sisters in the Spirit. And Sisters in the Spirit also said, awesome comments. What affirmation. And Mr. Paul had to go. He's, you know, he's in Tokyo, y'all. He's in Japan. And we thank him for having stopped by the show today. He creates audiobooks, and I know, I think Linda had a comment on there earlier when we opened up her phone line about audiobooks. We know some of you have to jump off, but we extended the show on purpose today so that we could fit in a few more thoughts about these goal setting. We want to make this year the power up. We want to make next year, 2011, we want to make it a powerful year. We want to make it a powerful year in the fact that if you set a goal, you achieve it. You may set one goal. It's okay. You don't have to set 20. You don't have to set 10. You don't have to set 30. Here's the first goal you got to set. The first goal you're going to set is that I'm going to be myself. I'm not going to be Coach Lalisa. I'm not going to be Jerry Springer. I'm not going to be Oprah Winfrey. I'm not going to be this one, or that one. I am going to be myself. That's your first number one goal. Because sometimes we're waiting on God, and God is waiting on us to acknowledge that we're not anyone else. Because, you know, that's disrespect to God. He's like, I made you to be you. Now you're telling me you want it, you're not happy with who you are, you want to be someone else? No, God ain't having that. No, no, no. He wants you to, first and foremost, numero uno, I'm going to be myself. And that's number one. Now that you know that, who you are, who did God make you? You can start right there. And now you can look into, okay, what is it that God wants me to do with who he's created me to be? So you say, okay, God, who did you make Lalisa to be? What did you make me? I have four sisters. Love them dearly. Love my mother. Love this one and that one. But I can't be them. I can be like them, sure. Sometimes if you didn't know, and Beverly and I, there were times when if we were talking and people had their eyes closed, they didn't know who was speaking, she or I. So we may be like people, but we're not them. So first, the first goal is that you need to be you. Now you need to say, okay, God, what is it you want me to do? It could be one thing, and that's okay. He may give you one, he may give her 10, he may give him 20. But if he gives you the one, you can't sit back and despise your one thing while you're watching somebody else and admiring their 20. No. Take your one and live your one. Now, once you do that, I just believe the word, and I believe that everyone that used what they had, he gave them more. I just believe that. And I believe that that's the way you get more. I believe that if you don't use what you have, you won't get more. I just believe that. Now, you may not believe it, but that's what I believe, because that's the example he gives in the scriptures, that when he gave out the talents, everyone who used what they had, and actually, it was really more profound than that, because they really didn't just use what they had. They went out and doubled what they had. They brought back a return. They doubled, and then he gave them more. So when you see people doing things, just know that they may have been given more than one goal and more than one gift. So you have to think about, what is the gift that you've been given? What are the things that you have to do that you need to go out and do? It could be one thing. It could be two. Maybe he's just giving you one thing to do. Start a daycare. You know, do it in your home. Maybe just one thing. Go back to school. Take a course. Start a school. How about that? Sometimes, you know, I love this piece when it comes to jobs. And, you know, I just can't help it sometimes. But this is what the Lord shows me. He's already showed me that there are so many people who are waiting on a job, and they should be creating jobs. Because you've already plateaued, you know, you've already reached a plateau in that, and he's trying to move you higher, but can't move you. But you know what? He's not going to move you higher if you don't want to go.
if you don't want to go, now if you want to go, he'll do it. Now, you may get out there once he starts moving you, and you like you get scared, like the children of Israel. They cried and cried and cried and cried to get out of Egypt. They begged, oh, my goodness. They were in torment to get out, and they got out and got out there, and then they complained and wanted to go back. I mean, that could happen potentially, but if it does, you know, you don't want that to happen. If that happens, if you get out there and you start wanting to go back, call me, please, please, I will take the time to, you know, do like Moses did. He tried to get him through that wilderness. And he did everything he could to try to keep him from wanting to go back. But boy, they were bullheaded, strong-headed. They wanted to go back. So, but he's God's made me tough. And see, we've been toughened up through the things we've been through. So I'll probably be able to handle you and get you on through and get you out of Egypt. But I'm a little tough like that when it comes to that. And if I need some help, I know to call on Sisters in the Spirit. I'll call Beverly. Beverly, we got to get them out. Got to go in. Got to get them out. Got to pull them out. They're trying to be stuck there in Egypt. Don't get stuck in Egypt, and don't get stuck in the wilderness. As a matter of fact, my good friend, Pastor Rebecca, she's written a book called Don't Die in the Wilderness. So she's another one. She has been God through the things she's been through in life. He's equipped her to pull you out. She's going to pull you out. She's going to snatch you out. She's going to get you out of there, y'all. I'm telling you, that's her calling. That's her assignment. She knows how to do it, and she wrote a book about it. Don't Die in the Wilderness. And many others, there's so many others that have written books, and they have been equipped, and it's their assignment. But what's your assignment? So you're going to set goals. You're going to set goals that are achievable. And you're not going to just set goals because you listened to the Coach Elisa show and she told you to set some goals. You're going to set goals that fit you. So we will have the time on later that we will do the webinar for those of you who want to tune in to the webinar to see what that is all about. And we certainly hope that you got something out of the show. I just have a few more tips that I want to share with you about goal setting so that you can really have a good, I want you to have a good takeaway when it talks about steps to achieving success. You know, Zig Ziglar, many of you know, he's a great motivational speaker, and he talks a lot about setting goals. He talks about how they will help you get organized. I believe somebody on here said they needed to be more organized. Setting goals will also help you make the big decisions in your life. There are a lot of other benefits to goal setting. It's not just a cute phrase or something to do. There's actually real-life benefits to setting goals. They can help you to determine what's a priority. You may start listing these goals that you want to achieve, and then you may say, well, which ones do I do first? So now you can prioritize which ones are more pressing, which ones are more important, which ones do you need to get done in the beginning of the year. Then you may have some goals for the middle of the year and then some for the end of the year. Also, they can help you, and this is one of my favorites, it can help you achieve your dream. And speaking about dreams, don't forget, Martin Luther King did a wonderful, wonderful speech called I Have a Dream. And many of you know you are a result of his dream. So his dream did come to reality. He said that one day little white girls and little black girls will sit down, little white children and little white children will sit down together and eat and partake and play and be happy. And sure enough, we actually saw the fullness of that, I think, in my mind, in the White House when President Obama was elected and Vice President Mr. Biden was also elected, and together they both had children. I thought, how amazing is that, able to sit down together. So his dream came to fruition. Dreams do happen, and your dreams can happen as well, but there's going to be a tribute to Martin Luther King here in the city of Newark on Sunday, January the 16th, I will be in Jackson at the Jackson Library, it's the Ocean County Library in Jackson, New Jersey, on January the 15th, that's a Saturday. I will be there from 1 to 4 doing a book reading and book discussion for my book, Release Your Power. If you're in the area, if you're able to come down there, But Sunday we will be right in the city of Newark at the Science High School. That's an event being put on by Mr. Howard Scott. You can go to the website and get all the details at www.mlkstat.com. And it's a free event. It's for the entire family. It's put on by the Student Achievement Association. And they are all over, but it's science as a high school. It's a high school where students perform very well in the sciences and other areas. It is a school that you have to be tested, and you have to pass a certain test to get into the school. Beautiful new school. They're going to have all types of entertainment. They're going to have all kinds of vendors, book signings galore. I will be one of the speakers of many speakers that he has. So many people will take the platform that day to encourage and to motivate and to power those in the audience from the community, from the educational world, from the medical world, because the hospital, the big hospital, is right down the street from Science High, UMDMJ, and so they're going to be there to empower the parents of the students, there to empower students, to encourage the educational leaders. There's just going to be so much. It's going to be a wonderful place to be. I know many of you have other Dr. Martin Luther King type celebrations on that day. Many churches will have events going on. But whatever you do, make it a great day and remember the dreams. But goal setting can help you fulfill your dream. You will almost hear every motivational speaker, inspirational speaker, every single one, from Zig Ziglar to Tony Robbins, Celeste Brown, to Adele Foster, every single one will have goal setting, will be a part of the programs that they offer. You can't get around it. But, you know, in order to achieve your goals, they need to be well, they need to be well thought about. They need to be written down. But what you can do with them is that you, and this one website I'm looking at says that, well, you need well-formed goal statements. You need to break them down into manageable steps. You need motivation and commitment. You know, some people, they're just trying to scrap motivation, but before you do, remember, motivation is the direction that you're headed. It's the drive that keeps you going in a direction. So it's when Hope says, you know, I call in, I listen to the show every day, you're right to say that, because what you're saying is that, Lalisa, I'm headed in a certain direction, and I want to stay in that direction. The direction that I'm going in, it feels good. I see good things coming down the road for me in that direction, and I need the motivation to stay in that direction. That's basically what you're saying. So, Tina and others, commit. You said, I want to stay committed, because we already, all of us know that once we give up, it's over, it's done. And so, we need motivation. Somebody said motivation is like taking a bath. You need it every day. You need motivation every day. Every day you got to get, just to get out of bed. And what motivates you to get up in the morning and get out of bed and get your day started? So you got to have that commitment, got to have that drive. And then goals also serve because they keep you, give you that reminder, and then they need to be reviewed. So we're going to talk about that today. Later in more detail and more depth. We're almost down to the very, very end of the show, and I thank each and every one. And Beverly, wonderful. You know what? You're really good, Beverly. Beverly, you must have us on mute.
I do. No, I don't.
Wow, because it was quiet as a pin, and your phone line was open that whole time.
Oh, I had you on mute, yes. Wonderful feature,
boy.
But what a powerful show. I mean, and you know, one of the things that I just would leave you with is that I was looking at that Habakkuk 2:2 and just really focused on it, looking at it in different translations and everything. And one of the things in the New Living Translation, it says, the Lord said to me, write my answer plainly on tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others. And I thought, boy, that really puts a different perspective on this. The answer is coming from God. The vision, you write the vision, make it plain, right? We say that all the time. We're talking about setting our vision, seeking God for our plans. He's got the answer for. He knows the plans he has for us. So seek the answer. Write the answer that God has given us, and it's truth. And so we write that down. It says, so a runner can carry the correct message. You were talking about branding and things of that nature about us. So that, and then the vision is not just for us. The answer is not just for us. It's for others. So it's so much power in that one verse in Habakkuk 2:2. So I encourage everyone to meditate on that as well as we, and I have already started my list. I told my husband, he woke up, he said, what's going on? And I said, I'm listening to the Coach Lalisa show. And she said to write down the vision. And so I'm writing it down because I know that Coach Lisa's going to check. And then that's what a coach does.
That's right. I want to see that list. Tina, I'm coming by your house. I want to see that list. I had on the webinar last night, I had to make a list of something, and then I asked them, okay, how many people you have on your list? And I said, that's right, because you have to be able to apply the things that you're learning, and you want to be able to do it. I mean, that's the only way it's going to happen is you got to do it. It's not going to happen any other way. So you're absolutely right, sisters in the spirit. And we're also coming off the new year, one of the first projects that we will be involved in will be Sunday. I invite each and every one of you on Sunday, this Sunday, January the 2nd, 6 o'clock to tune into the Sisters in the Spirit show. We have an awesome, awesome guest. We have Prophetess Denise Clark. She is an author of a book called Out of the Hand of the Abuser and Into the Hand of God. And she's going to be our guest, and we definitely would love for you to tune into that show on Sunday at 6 p.m. That's Sisters in the Spirit, who's here with us right now, and one of the hosts of the show together. And Beverly, we can't wait for you to tune in to that, and that's going to be exciting because that'll be the first radio show for the new year for myself, and I will be looking forward to it. But I'm going to be doing exactly what I've just told you to do. I'm going to be making that list today. I have no plans to absolutely leave my house at all, none. I will be in here all day, and the day will be consumed with reading God's word, looking at the scriptures, finding out, okay, God, we need to get this done this year. What is it that, you know, you would have for us to do? Like I said, he's already written it down. Jesus said, it is finished. It's written. Just open it and read it. And we're going to read and we're going to say some things that we're going to hear from him. And we're going to get those things accomplished. And we're going to analyze some things maybe that didn't get accomplished last year. Look at why not. We're not going to beat ourselves up over it. We know a setback is a setup for a comeback. So we're not going to beat ourselves up for what didn't get done last year. You're going to tune into the webinar on goal setting where we can give you the tips to how we can set those goals to achieve whatever we want to achieve, whether it's to start a business, whether it's to close a business, whether it's to, you know, to get married or to restore your marriage. It might be a goal to, like I know you, Minister Beverly, are working. You're working on your evangelism ministry. You're the over the evangelism team now with your group, and you have some goals and plans. Maybe you're a manager at work, and you have some goals that you would like to implement within your workplace for your staff, and you can translate these goals into the workplace. We will show you how to do that as well. And that's all we have time. We extended the hours, and we still have more to say. Well, this is a very, very special show today. I tell you, it's been special for me. And I want to say happy, 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 happy new year to each and every. And Paul, who is already, he's about to celebrate his new year in about another 20 minutes or so. Thank you so much, Paul, for calling in. Thank you, Beverly. Thank you, Tina. Thank you, Sophia. Not Sophia, but Sophia. Sophia, thank you for calling in. Thank you, Tina, for calling. Thank you, Hope Harper, for calling. Thank you to all the guests in the chat room. I don't know your name, but thank you to all the guests. Thank you to each and every person that will listen to the archive. Thank you to all of you who said you will prefer the show and you will let people know. We want to do it better. I know there's one thing the Coach Lisa show has as a goal. We want to do it better. Thank you to Miss Lacey for being such a good sport when we called her up by quite surprise. Again, we want to call up. We want to make that a regular part of the show to randomly call people up and surprise them with morning motivation from Coach Lalisa. We will. But inbox us, please, please, if you have suggestions for the show. We appreciate you, and we look forward to even more and greater things for next year. Now, remember, go into the new year with a sober state of mind. And remember, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. This has been Lalisa from the Coach Lalisa Show.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.